Chapter 5. Jacob. It is Saturday afternoon, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table with my phone. My parents will text or call soon because it is 2:20 p.m. and their flight from France landed around 10 minutes ago. My notes tell me that. My notes also tell me that my parents went to France because my brother Jacob was ill, but they are coming back now. So perhaps Jacob is better. I kissed Drake on the beach. I still have that memory, and I think about it as much as I can. When I read my notes, I discover again and again that our relationship continues. We have written emails to each other, and they are wonderful emails. I love him, and he loves me. He has made me remember, and I need to meet him again, to make my brain work again. I call Mum's phone, but she doesn't answer. I decide to leave a message. "Hi, it's Flora," I say. "Call me when you can. See you soon." I write on a post-it note, "Left a message on their phone." Then I notice other notes in the kitchen that all say the same thing. I have now left my parents 34 messages. Perhaps they left their phones in France by mistake. They could be driving back from the airport now, but they hate driving. Maybe something bad happened on the journey. I read a note that says they have a secret from me. Perhaps the secret is that they are never coming home. I get out my phone to text Paige. Then I see how many times she has told me to leave her alone. That makes me cry. Mum's last text says, "See you soon, Flora darling. Look after yourself. Remember, pizza today, and take your pills. Mum and Dad, kiss, kiss, kiss." My reply was, "Yes, pizza. Paige and I are doing great." That is the last text. Where are my parents? I need to find someone to help me. I email Drake and tell him about my parents. He does not reply. There is nothing from him, and there is nothing from my parents. I think that I have forgotten something, but I can't remember what it is. The house is silent. I am alone. My parents are not here. But my notes tell me that their plane from France landed hours ago. I start to panic. Then I remember Drake and our kiss on the beach. I lie down on my bed and think about that memory. I live it again and again. Then I turn on the computer and see two messages from Drake in my email account. I am so happy to hear from him that I start crying before I even read them. I stare at Drake's words. "Flora, it's Saturday now, so your parents must be home. I hope your brother is okay. It's wonderful here, but I'm missing you, and I still can't stop thinking about you. Can I come and see you in the holidays? Drake." His second message says, "Flora, I wrote that message before I read yours. Our internet wasn't working here. Have your parents come back? Maybe they stayed longer with your brother? It's strange that they haven't called you. Let me know how you are." I write and tell him that my parents have not come back. Then I write again and again and again. "They said that they were coming back," I tell the policeman, "but they didn't. They always do what they say." The policeman behind the desk in front of me does not look very interested in my problem. "Your parents are visiting your brother and they have not come home on time," he says to me. "That's correct," I say. "Have you called your brother?" he asks. "No," I reply. I see the policeman looking at the words on my hand, trying to read them. Then he looks at my face and stares into my eyes for a few seconds. The look on his face suddenly changes. "Oh, I know who you are," he says. "You've been here before. I'll call someone for you. Do you have a friend or other family around?"
"Paige is my friend," I answer.
"Can you find Paige's number for me?"
"I'll call and ask her to come and pick you up," the policeman says. I look at my phone. Paige will look after me. Then I see Paige's last text to me. It says,
"Flora, this is the last time that I'm going to answer. I'm not your friend anymore because you kissed my boyfriend. We are not friends. Leave me alone."
I stare at the words. I did kiss her boyfriend. I remember it. He is Drake, and I love him. I look up at the policeman.
"It's okay, actually," I tell him. Then I run home. "Hello?" I call into an empty house.
I think about who might help me. Maybe Jacob can. I write the words, "Contact Jacob," on my arm. I search through my parents' office for my brother's address. I check lots of boring letters and papers before I finally find a postcard with a picture of the Eiffel Tower on it. I know that that's in Paris. I turn it over and see that it was written for me.
"Looking at this right now and thinking of you, you're amazing. Jacob, kiss kiss."
The postcard doesn't have Jacob's phone number or address on it, but he was thinking of me in Paris. I shut my eyes and tell him that I'm thinking of him too. I hope that he knows. Then I find a passport, and amazingly, it is mine. I put it in the back pocket of my jeans and write, "I have a passport," in big letters down my left arm. After lots more searching, I find an old piece of paper that has an address written on it and the word Jacob above it. It says, "Jacob, apartment 3, 25 Rue Charlot, 75003, Paris, France." I write a letter to Jacob saying that I am worried because our parents haven't come home. I ask him to call me if he's well enough, or to ask them to call me if he's not. I add my phone number and email address. I read it back. It sounds normal, I think. Then I run down the road and post it. I report everything back to Drake and write it all down in my notebook. All I can do is wait. It is dark now, so I decide to sleep. When I wake up, it is light outside. I read everything in my notebook, and it makes me feel scared. But my only rule for life seems to be that I must not panic. I try to stay calm. I sent a letter to Jacob. My parents have not come home. Drake is in the Arctic, and I love him. I go downstairs and look on the computer. There is one new message from Drake. "Hey, have you noticed something? You have been living on your own for days now. You have freedom. You can do anything. You are brave." I am brave. I feel happier. Then I hear a text arrive on my phone.
"Darling, I'm so sorry we are late. Are you all right? Please text right now. We can't use our phones in the hospital. We didn't get on our flight. Jacob became very unwell and we couldn't leave. We had to stay with him and trust that you were okay with Paige. Jacob is still very ill, but we will come home as soon as we can. Love, Mum and Dad. Kiss, kiss, kiss." "My parents are all right. They are still alive, and they are still in France. It is not like them to forget me. I forget things, not them. Jacob must be very ill.
He is probably going to die, but they don't want to tell me in a text. Jacob is my brother, and I don't know what he is like now. The only memories that I have of him are from when I was very small. I don't know why Jacob went away and never came back, but I do miss him. He played with me and picked me up when I was crying. I love him. I want to see Drake. He thinks that I can do anything. He can't come to see me yet because he is studying. I look at a note on my left arm. I have a passport, it says.